A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr., in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.
The Plan Better phone calls are amazing. If you take them in and completely receive them, I go back to them throughout the week. I apply the principles to my life, and in turn, I actually plant better. It's like real life. It's no gimmicks, nothing fake about it. It is receiving great information, applying that to my life, and changing for the better. In turn, I'm planting better. I absolutely love the call.
Also, I do offer one-on-one coaching. There are so many different people that are on this phone call and even in front of me right now as we speak, whose lives, incomes, relationships have drastically changed in a positive manner as a result of this one-on-one phone call. If you're interested, please email us at coaching@revtony.org to schedule an initial coaching session to see if you and I are a good fit for each other. Also, we now have three new TV shows / web series. One is Creators, one is called Inquiry, and another is called The Dee Marie Show. All three of these, I got my staff in front of me going crazy about these things. All three of these are now on YouTube. Just search my name, you'll find it, or on First Facebook. Again, search my name and you'll find them. Expect more shows because we're going to flood the market with original entertainment and edutainment at the same time. Listen, I've skipped a lot of announcements, so now what I want you to do is I want you to get your mind straight. And if you're on this call, and if you're ready for a change, I want you to grab a pen and a paper or use a note app on your phone. If you're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever your favorite social media is, and you hear something that resonates with you, or speaks to your spirit or soul or whatever your belief is, and your situation, I want you to quote it using the hashtag plant better. Again, I'll say that one more time. This is now the time. The next thing that will come out of my mouth is your transformation. If you're ready, grab a pen, grab a pad, use your notes, whatever you have to do. If you're on your favorite social media, if you hear something that resonates with your spirit, resonates with your soul, or whatever it is that your belief system has put on you as the title, quote it using the hashtag plant better. Now we'll move into the inspirational and transformational moment of our phone call. Today I want to talk about blueprint for a new year. That's what I want to talk about today, blueprint for a new year. Now this isn't just a 2017 thing. Quite frankly, I don't care about the year that this is. I just care about the fact that this is a new year. And what I'm going to give to you is a blueprint, a 10-step blueprint in order for you to receive and for you to go on every single year. The information I'm going to give you will be timeless. It will not be just for this year. It would not matter who your president is. It would not matter your financial situation. This information is timeless. 30 years from now, you can use this information, to have a blueprint for a new year. Here's what you need to know about this phone call. I'm not talking about having a wonderful year. I am talking about having a wonderful year that leads and builds the rest of your wonderful life. This is not just about the next 365 days. This is about creating, kickstarting the rest of your life that will be equally as good as these 365 days and pale into comparison for the rest of the days that you live in your life. So I want to talk about the first thing you need to do in order to be successful. Now, whatever your dream is, for me, my dream is to be a billionaire. Okay, so whatever your dream is, the number one thing you need to do according to your dream is you don't need to live a limited life. Hear what I just said. The number one thing that I need for you to do in the beginning of this new year is I need for you to make a conscious decision not to live a limited life. I'm going to say it again because the third time seems to resonate things inside of your listening brain, inside of your subconscious, and in your soul or spirit or whatever. Number one, do not live a limited life. I don't care who you are. We all sell ourselves short. We act like we do not. We pretend that we do not. But the truth is, we sell ourselves short. This right now, make a conscious decision that you will not take another limited moment for your life. Think about this. Think about this for right now. Think about everything you've done today. Today is the first day of the year. Did you do anything for your dreams? Have you read a book? Did you answer phone calls that make you money? Did you make preparations to go to school? Look at your dream. Look at what the events you have done today and ask yourself, did I maximize my life or did I limit it with my actions? Think about this. I want you to think, listen, you've all said this is going to be your year in some form or fashion. Right now, almost 80% of this day is over. If all things matter about how you start, how did you start 2017? Did you maximize your time? If you have not maximized today, if you say today it's a holiday, I'm going to take off. Is the holiday greater than your dreams? Listen to me. You all will enjoy all the holidays you want when you're bankrupt. You can relax and sleep in as much as you want to sleep in when you're homeless. You can kick back with your socks or your shoes on. You can binge watch all your shows when you're in poverty and the only thing you can afford is Netflix. If that is how you're living your day, I need for you to understand that whatever you've done today, you've set the projection of the year. Hear what I said? I want you all to stop limiting your life and respect the fact that every moment you're projecting the rest of your year. If you thought you were just going to take off, what you actually said was, I'm also going to take off the rest of my year. Now, I'm not talking about taking time to rest your mind. All these things make sense. But if you're not saying, I'm resting my mind in order to recharge and go stronger, if you just rested with no plan, if you rested with no blueprint, if you ate a candy bar that does not fit inside your diet, you're literally saying, forget my diet goal. I'm going to limit my dreams. I've got some folk in front of me that don't like that. You have to be able to understand that up until this moment, you have probably limited your life. You've probably limited your life. See, here's how you need to understand this here. I need you to understand that the world doesn't work the way you think it does. You have cultural differences, environmental differences, family differences. You have geographical differences, and all these differences have told you this is how life is, and I'm here to tell you, I'm here to disrupt your life, I'm here to tell you that whatever you're in right now, that's not how life is. Okay, so you grew up on an island, and everyone's relaxed on that island, and that's okay, but I need for you to understand that. So I've grown up on Galveston Island, Texas, medium income, $57,000 a year. Let me see if I can make this make sense to you plainly. In Galveston Island, Texas, there's also Galveston County. And what a part of the Tri-City area, so to speak, would be Galveston, Texas, and then Lamarck, Texas, and then Texas City, Texas. And where I am from, geographically and culturally, if you work at University of Texas Medical Branch, or work at the plant in Texas City, you have made it. Someone needs to hear what I have just said. Environmentally and geographically, because I am in this space and time and geographical location on planet Earth in my particular city, medium income is 57,000. If you make 57,000, if you make $17 an hour at the Texas City plant, you made it. If you are a nurse at UTMB, you've made it. Now, I'm not saying anything is wrong with being a nurse. If that's what you wanted, well, then you've made it. If you wanted to work at, if you said, I want to work at the plants, right? And this is what I want to do. You've made it. But if that's not your end game, then you have not made it. You're limiting your life because you're surrounded by people who make $30,000 a year, and you think you've made it because you've made $57,000 a year. What does this mean? Here's what I'm saying. Your environment has forced you to limit your life because you're winning around people that you're better than. And so your environment may, you may be able to beat me in running, but you can't beat Usain Bolt. And if you're trying to be a runner, you don't need to compete with me. You need to compete with the fastest man ever known on planet Earth. Don't limit your life, and the what you are around is not the way life is. On the reverse end, if you're a billionaire and all you did was grow up as a billionaire, there's poverty out here. Just because you have a butler does not mean that everyone else does. Your life is not the only life out here. Also, just as an addition to this and an addendum, so to speak, if you're complaining because you only make $13 an hour, $9 an hour, if you don't have a job but you have a car, if you don't have a job but you have a place to stay, I need you to understand that you live better than 75% of planet Earth. Stop complaining. If you want to live the abundant life of 2017 and the rest of your life, recognize that you're living better than kings and queens who have lived on planet Earth. Right now, being in the 21st century, you have a supercomputer in your pocket. Most of you have dialed into this phone call with a computer. You call it the telephone. You are currently living better than your grandparents ever had it. Stop complaining and let's do something about it. So you need to understand you're limiting your life. Everything around you is built by people that are no smarter than you. Look at your cell phone. Steve Jobs said this here. Look at your cell phone. Steve Jobs is no smarter than you. Sure, he's a genius because he tapped into his. Look at this chair you're sitting on. It's invented by somebody that's no smarter than you. The computer you logged in with Facebook on, it's invented by nobody smarter than you. Everything around you, when you understand that life is built by a bunch of people just as smart as you, you now have power to affect your reality. Hear what I'm saying? Stop walking around thinking that you're not smart. You were born to be a genius. Stop walking around thinking that you don't know your purpose. You know your purpose, even if it's on the subconscious level. Stop walking around thinking that you're less than when you, your creator, or whatever you want to say, has always made you to be more than. You will not live an abundant life. You will not take care of your children and your legacy thinking that other people are smarter than you. Every time you walk into the room, you are a fellow genius among fellow geniuses. Every single time you walk into a room, you are smarter than everybody else in it, and just as smart as everybody around you. The universe is alive and active. Okay, so while you're limiting yourself, let me tell you how this works. I know you've been taught cause and effect, but now we have quantum physics, right? And it's actually been around since the beginning of the 20th century and even a bit earlier than that. Here's what I need you to understand. Quantum physics says that that reality cannot exist until consciousness enters into it. So basically, however you treat a situation, you will attract that very result. That means if you're feeling bad, you will attract nothing but bad things. If you stump your toe out of bed and you get angry with that, then all day long you're going to attract people, places, and things to keep you in the state of mind and feeling that you are in. If you're happy, that means that you are going to attract all the wonderful, happy things to keep you in the people, places, and state and feeling that you are in. What does that mean? That means this world is alive and active. And if you're broke, it's because your mind is. Someone help me out in this place. If you're sad, it's because your mind is. If you are underachieving, it is because your mind is. And just like that thought has made you lose, the same brain can allow you to win when you start thinking like winners. Well, Tony, I don't know how to think like a winner. Emulate winners. If you don't know what to do, start doing what winners do. Read what winners read, because every winner was not born a winner. Genius, talent, breakthroughs, you're not born with these things, okay? You're not born to be a billionaire. You're not born to be an entrepreneur. You can learn these things. You don't have to have the greatest gift of music. If you love music, but you can't sing, it doesn't mean you can't produce songs. This whole world is active. What does that mean? That means everything in your current reality is your fault, good or bad. When I coach people, it is the hardest thing that I have to teach people. And most people reject this fact. 90% of the people that I coach reject that everything inside their reality is their fault. But you cannot have a reality if you do not have a conscious. And whatever is in your outer world is a direct reflection of your inner world. So what does that mean? If the universe is responsive, if your reality, you can create it, here's what that means. Stop panicking. Create your own reality. How and why are you stressing? Why are you stressing when you are the creator of your reality? Why are you stressing? Why are you worried about? Some of you are already worried about this year and it hasn't even happened yet. You're 24 hours into 2017, but you're already worried about next week. You can't do anything about next week but what you do today. And you can create your reality today. Number two, live life with passion. Okay? So number one was stop living a limited life. Listen, you woke up this morning, stop being limited. You didn't work this morning. You didn't read a book this morning. Stop being limited. Number two, live life with passion. Life is hard, but the people with passion don't give up. Life is hard, but the people with passion don't give up. Let me tell you the difference between winners and losers. Winners never give up. They don't know everything. They don't understand how. They simply do not give up. All of you over this phone, listen to me. You don't have what you desire to have, not because you're weak, not because you're wimpy, not because you're less talented, simply because you quit entirely too much. Listen to what I'm saying. Let me make this real simple for you. This is very simple. If you want to win, don't quit. If you want to win, don't quit. But I know it's hard. Don't quit. But no one in my family has ever achieved this. Don't quit. Anyone over this phone that has a degree, school was hard. Tests were hard. Quizzes were even harder. Some professors had it out for you. But the mere fact that you graduated is because you kept showing up. Let me make graduating very simple for you. If you keep showing up to class, you automatically graduate. If you keep showing up to the starting line, you automatically arrive at the finish line. Let's see if I can say it this way. You can never graduate school if you never enroll. So I had to say this yesterday to a bunch of my leaders, Friday, a bunch of my leaders. Listen, when you show up, you win at the same time. Because you can never get to the finish line of a 20-mile marathon if you never show up at the starting line. The moment you showed up at the starting line, you simultaneously ended at the finish line. Time just didn't catch up with you. But your body is already in a position to win. The only way you cannot get to the finish line is what? Quit. Because if you show up at the starting line and you keep moving forward, your only recourse is to finish. If you show up and you never back down, the only possible outcome for you is to arrive at the finish line and receive your glory. Most of you have mastered showing up, but you've also mastered quitting. You're supposed to finish, and you don't understand the concept of if you're at the beginning, you're also at the end. Like, showing up is easy. Staying the course is hard. Successful people persevere. This is the key to success. Living is a lot of work. Being alive is easy. Living, the participle of living, the ongoing continuous action with no end in sight, living is hard. But being alive, that's easy. And last year, you spent more time being alive than living. Last year, you spent more time being alive than living. Now, ask yourself this tough question, going back to number one. Today, on the first day of the year, were you alive or were you living? Did you show up to today and just be alive? Or did you put in the work and live and be living towards your goals? Number three. Design the life you want for yourself. It builds on number two. If your reality can only exist because your consciousness created, has your consciousness entered into it, this is why philosophers have asked if a tree falls into the forest, does it make a sound? And the actual answer scientifically to that question is it's impossible for it to make a sound because if consciousness is not there, it cannot make a sound. Sound does not exist. The only way sound exists is inside of your ears, which then sends vibrations to your brain. And if your brain is not there, then that sound does not exist. Furthermore, how can the tree fall if you are not present to see it fall? It's not difficult. What does all that mean? That means that you create your own reality. And that means if you are the creator, then you can design the life you want. Now, your creator, I don't want to be religious, but most of us believe in an infinite source. You don't have to call it God. You can call it whatever you want to call it, or some sort of higher intelligence, or maybe you're just random. Either way, we all believe that we have the power to create or invent. Well, if that's the case, and especially if you subscribe to the Christian religion, then you're made in an image of a creator. Therefore, you have creating power as well. Someone didn't hear what I just said. Listen to what I'm saying. If Steve Jobs can create the iPhone, you can at least create your happiness. Okay. If your enemy can create your downfall, you can at least create your bridge to get over that downfall. I'm trying to help y'all out in this place today. If your hater can create the flower of your faith, then a funny movie and your consciousness and your will to win can create a smile on your face. If you can create your children, you can at least create your own breakthroughs. But most of you are waiting for someone else to help you. Listen, you'll always be the master in chief of your life. Your life will always be your responsibility. And most of you, life hit you too hard and you kept losing, and you stopped making life, you stopped making your life your responsibility. It's now your father, since he didn't raise you right or he left you. It's his responsibility. It's his fault you are the way you are. Your mother didn't nurture you, so it's your fault you don't respect women. If you grew up in poverty, you were born black. Listen, your life will always be your responsibility. If somebody of your family, your ethnic group, your religion has made it, you can too. So if you black and you like Oprah, she made it, you can too. If you white, and you like, what's the sexy man name with the, no, that's not, he's black. What's the, Russell Crowe, all right? If you like Russell Crowe, he made it. If you're trying to be an actor, he made it. Sean Connery, he made it. Listen, it doesn't matter. Look at somebody who made it, and then you go make it too. Look at someone who has made it, and then you make it too. Life, live your life with passion. Live it, and then design the life you want for yourself. Design the products you want for yourself. And so those, if you're in the business, only sell things you want to use yourself. Now watch this here now. If you're in business and you create products, only create the products you want to use yourself. Now watch how I relate this to what you missed all 2016. Stop trying to find a good man. Stop trying to find a good woman and then selling them a product you don't even like yourself. You know what that means? You don't love you, but you want them to love you. You don't love yourself, but you're selling yourself to someone. Listen, I don't like me, but here, let me lie to you while I lie to me. No one is ever going to tell you the truth. People who know the truth always let liars lie. And listen, only sell the products you want to use yourself. If you don't want to use your own self, stop thinking that that's going to sell. Let's see if I can make this make sense. If I create a product that I don't want to use and you don't like it, you're not going to buy my product. I'm here to tell you, I'm here to disrupt your life. You are a product, and you created your product. If you don't want to use your own creation, that's why your relationship is very bad. Because you selling something you don't like yourself. You're selling a product that you yourself would snatch off the shelves. Design a life that you want yourself, and then take a chance on your dream. Even if that means selling away your comfort, You want to win in 2017? You want to win at any time there's a new year? Start selling your comfort. Your comfort is expensive. Let me tell you, if you're broke, your comfort was too expensive. If you're not living the life you want, if you're not a millionaire, you want to be a millionaire, your comfort zone has costed you $1 million. If you want to go to school and you're not in school, your comfort zone has cost you $1 million. You want to start a business, but you haven't started it. If you, there are many of you right now over this phone, you have the best selling novel or whatever year that you released it, but you'll never do it because your comfort zone has allowed you to miss the 50,000 books sold in 1 month that you would have did. Now, if your comfort zone is worth 50,000 books, your kids' future, your wealth and happiness, and your legacy, then stay in your comfort zone. But if it's not, sell it. Take a risk, even if it means selling your own comfort. Next one. So just recap. Number one, don't live a limited life. Number two, live life with passion. Number three, design the life you want yourself. Number four, and probably most importantly, don't sell crap of any kind for any reason. You want to win in 2017. If you're in business and you want to win, stop selling crap. If you're in a relationship, stop being crap, because we sell ourselves every single second of every single day. When you go on the job interview and you didn't get that job, it's because that person did not want to buy your crap. If you're on it every second of your life, I don't worry about if nobody likes me or not. You're lying. Because the mere fact that you need to get a house loan, you've got to sell yourself. Well, I'm not trying to impress nobody. You're lying. Because if you pay your bills on time, you're trying to impress your credit score. If you pay your bills on time, you're trying to impress your banker. Stop selling crap of any kind for any reason, because nobody buys crap. And if you're not in a position of life to change the quality of your life, if you don't have the boo that you want, if you don't have the dream that you want, the car that you want, it's because you're selling crap and nobody buys crap. And you are crap and your life is crap and the results are crap. And it's because you can't sell crap. You can't win with crap. I don't care how smooth your talk is, conversation ruled the nation, you got a silver tongue, you used to sell, be the top seller in your company. Some of you live so much off your bio that you don't even walk into your dreams. Your bio is so cold. Listen, your bio is what you used to do. Stop living up. Some of you still talk about how cold you were at football in high school, and you're not even 154 pounds no more. Some of you still talk about how smart you were then, but you done drunk all that cognitive reasoning and skill away out of your brain. Stop living off your bio. Create a new bio with your actions today. No one cares about what you used to do. They only care about the last thing that you did. Listen, I write a best-selling book. Everybody going to like that. I write another. They're going to like that. But if I write three crap books in a row, I'm not going to be respected as an author. And no one's going to introduce me as an author. Period. If I drop, and listen, you, this is a Plant Better phone call. Some of you have been with us for over a year, every day, never missed a Sunday. You miss your football, and you miss them. You do all this stuff. If I put out a crap phone call two times in a row, you're not calling in to the next one. If I stop helping you, if I stop adding to the quality of your life, you're not going to buy me no more. Now, if that applies to me, why does it not apply to you? And some of you lie to yourself so much, you think people not cutting you off. You brag You brag on social media how your fallback game's so strong, but you don't even realize people have fallen back from you. In 2017, moving forward, you're going to have to stop selling crap of any kind for any reason, including the crap that you pop out your mouth. People are not stupid. They know you're lying. They know. Listen, I want to move on, but I really need to stress this here. In 2017, here's some things. Here's the one thing that needs to stop in 2017. Stop shining when we know you don't shine. Stop. Just because you're not shining right now, or let's use that in the vernacular that everybody understands. Just because you're not at the financial level right now that you pretend to be, that doesn't make you a loser. It simply makes you on your way to your goal. But stop going to the club acting like you already made it. You broke, but you got the latest iPhone every time it come out. You out here, listen, we not stupid. Nobody's stupid. Listen, the only person you fooling is you. And you fooling you thinking you got us fooled. You in the club every single week. Like you made it, like you got it with the freshest clothes, but you don't even have a bank account. You use an ACE check, cash, and card. Stop. Stop saying you own a business. You don't own a business. If you can't walk away from your business and your business do better, if you can't walk away from your business for a whole year and come back to it, and your business is better than what it was when you showed up, that means you don't own that business. That business owns you. If you get sick and your business goes underground, you don't own nothing. You're a self-employed person that literally you're the janitor, you're the CEO, and nothing's wrong with that, but stop lying. You cannot make it when you lie to yourself. You can't stop. Listen, what needs to stop in 2017 immediately is y'all need to stop acting like you're there. It is perfectly okay to be on your way. Anybody investing in your business, anybody investing in the next $1 billion startup, they're not investing in the startup that has it all together. They're investing in the startup that's working hard, that has something, needs some help, but they're on their way. No one is buying a glass that's already full. By the time you get there anyway, the stock is too high. People are looking for the diamond in the rough, but y'all want to walk out of here like you diamonds. You're not even, listen, you are a diamond, but you don't have enough pressure. But you want to walk out of here and shine, but you ain't even broken. Broken people are successful because broken people are too doggone scared to go back where they used to be. So they do everything they can to never end up back under that bridge, to never end up back in that broken relationship, never end up back with them anger problems. And they do every single day working on themselves. Stop selling crap. Stop selling crap. Stop. For any kind, for any reason. And the biggest crap that most of you have sold in 2016 is how much you were a baller, but you depended on your income tax refund right now. If you depended on your income tax refund right now, and listen, some of you went, well, I ain't got to depend on mine. That's because you pay child support. Stop playing. You was just about to brag. That's because child support about to take your whole refund. That's why you ain't depending on it. Right, stop. Stop selling crap. It's okay not to be doing good. That's okay. What's not okay is to pretend you're doing well and actually stop making the proper moves. The truth is, you have to be moving somewhere. Give yourself permission not to be at the finish line. In 2017, give yourself permission not to be a baller. Give yourself permission. You're on your way to being a baller. You're on your way to a six-figure income. But give yourself permission to be a minimalist and start saving your money. You're never going to get money if you don't know what to do with it right now. You're never going to buy that house if you don't appreciate your apartment. You cannot get the new car, but you won't change the oil in the old car. Stop pretending. Some of you pretend so much you got a car note that kills you every single month it comes around. You are not making it. You look like you made it, but one of your checks go to your whole house and rent and the bills. The other of your checks go to your car note and your car insurance. But since you wanted to look like you made it, you're now living outside your means. Don't sell crap of any kind for any reason. Next number. Number five. Stop chasing your dreams alone. That's how you fail. Let me hit y'all up with some good information. The reason why most of you are failing is because you're doing your dreams by yourself. You cannot. Big dreams cannot be accomplished by one person. You got to build a great team. You have to build a great team. Listen, you have to build a great team. And great teams don't need to be managed. Back off of them. Great teams don't need to be managed. They just need a vision. Now, I'm going to hit this from two sides. You can't do this by yourself. You must build a great team. If you are a business owner right now and you're doing everything by yourself, that is why you're in the middle class. If you're a business owner right now, and you broke or you barely or you checked the check or you got it, that's because you're doing it by yourself. You cannot make it to the next level by yourself. Where you are now, what got you here will not get you there. What got you to this level will not get you to the next level. You need a team. And here's the deal. Everybody says they want people smarter than them around them, but you're lying. Right? You gotta literally want people smarter than you around you. Literally. And this happens in the church world more than any place that I know. In the church, we say we want leaders. But then what we do is we get a leader that's willing to lead, then we tell them how we want it done. That is not leadership. That's managers. And if you keep turning leaders into managers, you will continue to lose those good people. And then your organization, especially your church, will be surrounded in mediocrity because you keep pushing good leaders away. And then you get mad at them when they go to the bigger church. They're not selling out. They're avoiding your leadership style. You cannot get this done by yourself. Build a great team. Now, watch this here. Great team members do not need to be managed. They just need a vision. Great team members are smart. They're smarter than you. They can teach you some stuff, and they don't need to be managed. You can't micromanage self-motivated people. They don't need to be managed. They just need a vision. Put your vision there and watch them work. Now, everybody celebrate that fact. You're not going to like my next statement. If you are a current team member of whatever your job is, and you need to be managed, and you need to be reminded, and you need to be told to get to work, you're not a great team member. You can call yourself a great team member all you want to, but you're not one. Because great team members do not need to be managed. If you have to constantly be reminded about your task, you're not a great team member. You have great team member potential. You have great team member aspirations, but you're not a great team member. Remember, you're only as good as the last thing you've done. And if you are incomplete, unfinisher, you're not a great team member. As much as that hurts you, as much as you don't like it, you cannot be a great team member when people need to remind you of what needs to be done. You cannot be a great team member when people need to remind you of what needs to be done. Great team members do not need to be reminded of what needs to be done. So here's what you need to do in 2017. you need to focus on building a team of 10 people. That doesn't mean rush to these 10 people. You need to focus on getting 10 people, 10 quality people. That's what you need to focus on. 10 quality people is what you need to focus on. But here's the deal. Don't rush to get these 10 people. Hire slowly. Get volunteers slowly. But you need to get it done with 10 people or something like it. Why? Because as a collective, you're stronger than the individual. As a collective, you are stronger than the individual. Start building you a great team of 10 people. If you don't have a team, you're broke. If you are not broke, you're too busy to make more money. Listen to what I just said. If you don't have a good team, you're broke. If you are by yourself, but you are not broke, you cannot get to the next level. You will only continue to make the money for that level and to sustain you on that level. Now, watch this here. Be very aware of talented people and smart people who don't do anything. Somebody help me out in this place. Somebody, I need you to be very aware of talented, smart people who don't do anything. Don't build around them. There are dozens and dozens of smart, talented people you know who don't do anything. Stop just building around talent and brains. There needs to be some action. Stop building around talent and brains. There needs to be some action. Now, watch this here. Take that out of the business and put it in your personal life. Some of you are dating smart, talented people that don't do anything. They don't try to get better. They just got all these ideas, and they cut you down every chance they get because you married potential. You didn't marry growth. You didn't marry correctly. You didn't do correctly. You didn't date correctly. You listen, stop dating potential. If potential is not in action, it's not for you. Somebody write that down. Somebody please write that down. Please write that down. Put hashtag plan better. If potential is not in action, that person ain't for you. 2017, you letting go of potential. In 2017, you were letting go of potential. Now, potential is good. Potential only, there's another word for them. They're called thinkers. You're with too many thinkers. And too many thinkers. Thinkers only think. Think, 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 think. Too many thinkers. Too many thinkers. You think, 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 think. And a lot of you are in relationships with thinkers that don't do nothing but think. And you suffering. 2017, let go of thinking and do. If you go, you can do and get much further than just thinking. Matter of fact, there's a lot of things. We've had a few presidents of the United States that wouldn't even smart. But they were doers. If you that don't make sense to you, let me see if I can make it make sense this way. C students run the world. A students are in labs somewhere. C students run the world. A students apply for the C students' businesses. I'm trying to help my C students out in this place, right? Bill Gates ain't graduating college. Mark Zuckerberg didn't graduate. Steve Jobs didn't graduate, but you can't work for them without a degree. Right? C students run the world. Stop chasing your dreams alone. Focus on building a core of 10 people. Be very aware of talented, smart people that don't do anything. Be more concerned about what people have done than what they have thought about. Be more concerned of what they've accomplished than their GPA. Be more concerned of what, and listen, some of you need to, so my biological, my biology teacher in the 10th grade once told us, we need to start checking the genetic features on people before we start dating them. Look at the teeth and all this stuff. And you want to be careful about what you want your child to look like. It's not necessarily a bad thing. If that's your smart thing. But I want you to start looking at the genetic feature of the people you deal with in your personal life. Now, I ain't talking about teeth. I'm talking about vision. Because if you get with somebody with no vision, You get with somebody that doesn't do anything, it's just lazy, then you're going to end up living a life with a side effect of no vision and lazy. And one of the best books I ever read said, when there is no vision, the people perish, right? So if you have no vision, some folks perish. And ain't no sense in you living a good life with someone attached to you that's perishing all your breakthroughs. Number six, don't make the new year about money. Make it about the product. Make it about the people. Make it about the difference you're making. Make it about the problem you're solving. And then the money will come. Don't focus on the money. Now, I'm not saying money doesn't matter. I'm saying focusing on the money is not the goal, and it's also frustrating. Because when you focus on $1 million, but yet your bank account don't look like what you're focusing on, that is immediately the fastest way to be deflated. I mean, you immediately lose all. Have you ever had a good day and then you compare what you had with somebody else's stuff? That's like the fastest way to become jealous, and jealousy is the fastest way to become demotivated. Don't focus on the money. Focus on the product. Focus on the difference you're making. Focus on the culture you're creating. You got to be a product. If you're solving a problem, you have a good team, money's going to come, period. So make 2017 about the money. Make it about the difference you're making. Make it about the problem you're solving. The bigger the problem you solve, the more money you will make. Listen to me. Everybody over this phone, stop right now. Get in your life. Put your feet firmly planted. And look around. There's a problem somewhere in your life. You walk across it every day. Solve that problem. The bigger you solve, the bigger that problem is that you solve, the more money you will make. Listen to me. Money isn't solving the problem. The smartphone already existed in the BlackBerry. Steve Jobs found the problem that the smartphone was ugly and it didn't work. He made it work so well, an 85-year-old man can use the smartphone. Solve a problem. Google recognized that you couldn't find stuff on the internet. And when you search for something, you got a billion things, not what you wanted. So when you searched for a car, when you search for trunk, you got trunk of a car, a tree trunk, a trunk that you put clothes in. And what they did was came up with the algorithm of page rank. And they gave you what you wanted and then listed it about how many other people have searched for it and showed you that thing first. They solved a problem. Now, that makes sense to you right now, but in 1999, it didn't make sense when they were in Stanford University. It didn't make sense to do that. But they solved the problem. And when they solved the problem, it was so much of a big problem, they're further than billionaires today. Don't make this year about money. That's not going to work for you. Next one. Over-deliver on every level of your business and your personal life. Over-deliver on every level. Magic Johnson is a great businessman because he focuses on over-delivering every single time. Over-deliver. You tell somebody you're going to be there at 8 o'clock, be there at 7:30. Every time I hire someone, and when I was in the corporate America, I hired people, I would tell them the job interview was at 12 p.m. or whatever time it was. I would show up an hour early just to see what time the applicant would get to work. I mean, would get to the job interview. Knowing what time they got there told me everything about them. You would literally start off in the hole in your job interview when you showed up on time. But it's on time. No, it's not on time. First off, when you show up exactly on time, you think you're smart. But what you're also telling me is you have no preventative measures. I can't work with you if you're not trying to prevent the future. What happened if it was a bad traffic accident? You would have had to call me and say, I was late. Then it would have been an excuse. But you could have woke up early and drove earlier. People who are rich, people who are successful, people who are going to make it in 2017, prevent problems. Oh, well, that don't make sense. Okay, then, so don't wash your hands anymore. What you mean? That's good hygiene. Oh, really? Is it? Because every time you wash your hands, you're preventing disease and illness. So if you wash your hands every time you use the restroom, but you always late, you're a liar. You can't prevent disease, but be sick in the punctuality level of your life. People are avoiding you. People are not giving you your breakthroughs because every time you late, you tell them, my time is far more valuable than yours. Every time you do it, you say, my time is far more valuable than yours. So build around some good people. Over-deliver next. Build around the customer experience first, then work backwards towards the product. Stop building stuff and then say, how I'm going to market it. That doesn't work. I've tried it 1,000 times. It's failed every time. When you write a book or when you do whatever and it doesn't work, not only your grandmother bought it, that's because you built it and you tried to market it. You built something people didn't want. Build around the customer experience. Go out to the future and say, okay, this is what they're going to experience if they like this. And then go backwards and say, here's what it looks like. And then get some customer feedback and then make it better. Why are we doing this? Because it makes no sense to spend a lot of time, energy, and resources on a product that people don't want. How does that result to your personal life as well? Look at what your spouse or significant other or your relationship partner, your business partner, go out to their experience with you. How do you make them feel? And then build backwards. How do you want to make them feel? And then build backwards to the product that you need to be for them to experience that feeling. Now, another thing, the next thing, 2017, I want you to change your marketing strategies. Marketing is not about your demographic and how you can get people to buy what you want. Marketing is about your values. Marketing is about you telling your customers what you want them to know about you. But it's also about you telling your haters what you want them to see about you. Market your values and your passion first. Your product is optional. Let me give you a few examples. Another interview Steve Jobs did, he was talking about milk. And so when milk was declining in sales, but the moment they went with got milk, milk went up. Nike never puts their shoe on a commercial. Nike has the best technology. Nike is not telling you, look at my shoe. I have the greatest everything on this shoe. It's Air Max. It's got the same thing here. It's on tires. It's Nike simply shows you an overweight woman jogging, determined to lose weight. And you see that overweight woman's passion. And then Nike glorifies the athleticism in that overweight woman. Nike shows you athletes. Nike shows you what they want you to see. Nike shows you winners of all cultures, all shapes and sizes. And they say, here at Nike, we're here for you to be a winner, and that's what you buy. You buy the fact that Nike wants you to be a winner. You don't buy their products. You buy their products because you feel emotionally a certain way when you put on a Nike shoe. Last thing, stay hungry. You're almost dead. Stay hungry. You're almost dead. You don't have time. Death is the greatest qualifier and equalizer of us all. I don't care how great you are. I don't care how much you change the world, death is coming. I don't care how evil you are, how many people you kill, death is coming. I don't care how many people you save from dying, death is coming. Stay hungry because you're dying. Scientifically, you're dying right now. You're so focused on new year, new you, you have no idea that this year you're closer to death than you've ever been in your entire life. You're dying. You're absolutely dying. You're absolutely dying. Stay hungry. Stay hungry. Stay hungry. You need to be the hungriest person. You do hair? Nobody does hair better than you. You watching YouTube videos on the next trend. You flipping it and curling it. You own it. I mean, you just own it, whatever it is. You a rapper? No, you need to be reading a dictionary. You need to be flipping verbs. You need to be doing whatever you need to be doing. You write books? You need to write a chapter a day. Don't even matter if that chapter won't make it. You just need to write a chapter. You need to stay hungry because hungry people win. Hungry people are successful. People like hungry people. People help hungry people. Stay hungry because you're dying. 2016 knocked your hunger out, whether you want to admit it or not. Stay hungry. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. I hope you heard this. I hope it helped. I do know that I cannot change you with one phone call. What I understand more than anything is it doesn't matter if I change you. What matters is if you start doing something in this phone call that was a matter of service of anything of any type. I cannot tell you who you are. I cannot tell you thinking will make you better. I can tell you with a fact, thinking with a burning desire to get what you want and doing, regardless of how much you fail, will make you rich. Every single time. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. And
a podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr., in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.